Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine to Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Richest Man in Babylon, authored by George S. Clausen, is a timeless classic in the realm of personal finance and wealth management. First published in 1926, it has since been a beacon of financial wisdom, propelling countless readers towards financial independence through its parables set in ancient Babylon. These stories, rooted in simple yet profound financial principles, offer insights into managing one's finances effectively, saving diligently, and investing wisely. Through its engaging narrative and historical anecdotes, Clausen's work remains a cornerstone in the literature of financial self-help, offering practical advice that is as relevant today as it was nearly a century ago. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of saving. One of the pivotal lessons espoused in The Richest Man in Babylon is the importance of saving a portion of one's income. Clausen introduces the concept through a simple yet powerful principle: pay yourself first. He advises setting aside at least 10% of your earnings before distributing your income on expenses or debts. This concept is foundational, teaching readers the virtue of self-discipline and the significance of prioritizing one's future financial well-being. Saving is not depicted as a sacrifice, but as a strategy for ensuring a prosperous future and achieving financial independence. The book underscores how consistent saving over time can build a substantial reserve, enabling wealth accumulation and providing security against unforeseen financial challenges. Secondly, controlling expenses. Another cornerstone topic in The Richest Man in Babylon is the necessity of controlling expenses. Despite earning a substantial income, financial stability can be elusive if one's outgo exceeds their income. Clausen vividly illustrates that the key to wealth is not how much one earns, but how much one retains. The book encourages readers to scrutinize their spending habits, differentiating between necessary expenses and luxurious indulgences. By adopting a frugal lifestyle and living within one's means, individuals can prevent financial distress and build a solid foundation for wealth accumulation. This section of the book is crucial as it addresses a common pitfall in financial planning and emphasizes the role of disciplined spending in achieving long-term financial goals. Thirdly, the power of compound interest. Clausen delves into the concept of compound interest, illustrating it as one of the most powerful tools for wealth building. He narrates stories that demonstrate how money can work for the individual, earning interest upon interest, leading to exponential growth over time. This principle encourages readers to invest their savings wisely, capitalizing on the opportunities for their money to grow. The book emphasizes the importance of starting early, allowing time to magnify the effects of compounding. It also highlights the significance of choosing investments wisely, focusing on those that offer stable and consistent returns. This topic is fundamental in understanding how passive income streams can be developed, transforming saved money into a powerful source of wealth. Fourthly, investing in knowledge. Investing in oneself is a crucial theme in The Richest Man in Babylon. Clausen suggests that acquiring knowledge and expertise is the most profitable investment one can make. The book advocates for continuous learning and self-improvement as pathways to increasing one's value and, consequently, earning potential. It emphasizes that investing in education, skills, and professional development can unlock opportunities and lead to financial growth. The narrative underscores the importance of seeking advice from knowledgeable and experienced individuals, thereby avoiding costly mistakes and making informed decisions. This topic resonates deeply as it ties personal growth to financial success, emphasizing that intellectual capital is invaluable in navigating the complexities of wealth accumulation. Lastly, the virtue of insurance. The Richest Man in Babylon also touches upon the concept of insurance as a tool for risk management. Clausen introduces this through tales that convey the importance of protecting one's wealth against potential losses. The book paves the way for an understanding of insurance not as an expense, but as an investment in security. It highlights how having insurance policies for health, life, and property can safeguard against financial calamities, ensuring stability and peace of mind. This section of the book is instrumental in illustrating the role of prudent planning and risk assessment in maintaining and preserving wealth. It underlines the virtue of being prepared for the uncertainties of life, reinforcing the message that the wise management of one's resources is key to enduring prosperity. In conclusion, The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clausen is a treasure trove of financial wisdom that transcends generations. Through captivating stories set in ancient Babylon, it lays down fundamental principles of financial management that are indispensable for anyone looking to attain financial independence and prosperity. The book is particularly beneficial for young adults entering the workforce, individuals striving for financial stability, and seasoned investors seeking timeless wisdom. By embracing the lessons of savings, controlled spending, understanding compound interest, investing in oneself, and the prudent use of insurance, readers can embark on a path to financial success. Claassen's masterpiece is not just a book, but a guide to achieving financial freedom and a fulfilling life, making it a must-read for anyone seeking to navigate the complexities of personal finance with confidence and foresight. If you would like to support George S. Claassen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.